begin the Quran Dab Mesech the Shabbos Dab Kuf Ches. Begin the Amen Av, begin the taste of Masach, it begins words of the Gemara, Vyisa Kedai Zechtar. If you think to say Arhud that it's hide, it's leather, Hechamar B'Lekra, then how could the Pasuk actually come to include it? So he's going to explain, why is it different than the wings of the Eilas Oiv, than the skin itself? Now the Gemara had a question on, regarding the Halacha of Rafuna. You write on the skin of a kosher bird, where it says, Bryce, regarding the Eilas Oiv, that you split the wing, the bird on the top, and that tells us that you, even the skin itself is burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, if you say it's considered utter, then how could the Torah tell you to burn it? But that's invalidated, like we find with the skin of an animal. And that tastes as bad as is Tamil Ri, it's a wonder to the Ri. Hafila Naitisha Biknafai Mabakra. What the Pasik, when it comes to include that you don't take over anything of the bird, includes even the wings itself that you sacrifice with. That's for sure not part of the bird itself. So what's the proof that we're saying, oh, must be the skin that you're not taking off? Oh, that's not skin. What do you mean? The wings are for sure not, and still you burn that too. And that's the same what you can say is no. There's no raya from the wings. Because the behemoth namayashkechan shia karb seyashim bezakar tiyashim, we find by the animals too that you're going to sacrifice with the hair of the beards of the goats. But temeshim bereshochelim, we have the wool on the head of the sheep. The only thing the pasuk is particular about is skinning the skin, but you don't have to take off the extra stuff. So although the feathers can be sacrificed, but that's similar to like the hair of the goat. We you don't have to take it off because that's secondary. But if the skin would be skin, you would have to skin it. And the fact that you don't have to, that was the Gemara's question. That you see, obviously, it's not like arm. And this continues with regarding the incident with Shmuel and Karna and Rav, regarding that he knew that there was a important person coming, and regarding the words it says over there, is Tosfos brings a Rabbeinu Chanan loy garis, he's not garis, but kodolu maylak puli ape, that is that he had to relieve himself and he was sick in the stomach, and so the waters went up together to receive him. To go that it should block him and not this be disgraced when he has to relieve himself. So Rabbeinu Chanan does not have that girsa. El Hachagars, rather, this is the girsa that he has in this story. Chazinu Shmuel Lamai the Kedol Lebachir. Shmuel saw that the water was turbid waters. So Amar Shmuel said, there's a great person that's coming and he has intestinal sicknesses, which Taisa explains, the Rabbeinu Chanan understands is pirish. Shama Shmuel Shmua. It's not that he knew from the turbid waters, the way Rashi says it, is that Shmuel heard. He heard this word that there was a great person coming in the boat. Now, he knew that great person was going to drink from the water when he was traveling by the boat, and that's going to cause him to have stomachache. Because since the water was turbid, it was that tumultuous type of a water. So that was going to go ahead and give him an upset stomach. And since Shmuel was a professional doctor, I'm a little kind. He said, "The kind of zil toilet, but kind of go knock on that jug, pierce, see, tira im huchacham, see if he's a sage of Erol Chabdin, he's fit to be honored. I'm going to bring him to my house, and I'm going to go and heal him. V'chabdin l'fim asherola, I'm going to honor him according to what's appropriate." But again, it's not that he knew from the waves that went up. That he was relieving himself. No, he knew from the windy waters that this was challenging waters, was going to give up his stomach, and therefore he says, go check if he's really a sage, which he heard, not knowing from the waves going up, to see if he really is, and then he's going to go ahead and heal him and bring him to his house, which he did with Rav, to make him a diuretic. One of the questions he asked Rav was, how do you know the blood for Dam Nida has to be red? Now, Taisa says, although we know that actually the Dam Nida is actually not just red, it actually has all these other colors, Taisa explains the Yesh Ben Tzadad Mimas. They all have some element of redness to them, and therefore that's what the premise of the question was, which was part of the answer too, that yes, it has to be red, it just is different shades of red. Tzadad Taisa Master begins with the Gemara, Ezim and Chashim. What's more Chashim? Taisa Shargar Melech, the one that the king kills. Chashim explained, then how do you know other types which are actually Nevelis and Travis, but not through Hashem. This Gemara had this with you. Shua Garsi with the Beisusi says, well, if you tell me it's Manti Tres Shemefich has to be a kosher animal, how do you know Nevelis and Travis that you could write on even a kosher animal that died without being properly slaughtered? So you give him a muscle, two people were killed by the government, one by the king himself, and one by the chief executioner. Which one's Mochash? So the one that the king kills here also, the Nevelis was killed by Hashem, so that's better than the one that was shechted. That Taisa says, well, if you're going to say that Tainach Mesim Alein, that works only if the animal died by itself. That's through Hashem, through Shemayim. Nechuris Vakuris, with that which is done by a human being, by he gets poked and torn out his signs without being properly slaughtered. Michael Mann, what are you going to say? How do you know that that type of skin of a kosher animal, which was not killed by Hashem, which is that what the Moshe is coming to say, would be permitted to write a Tzvoma? That's the Taisa Hashem. What you could say is, given the Mesu Shari, since you tell me that if it dies, even though it wasn't Shech, it's permitted, because that's the one killed by Hashem. Obviously, you have to reinterpret that when it says that it has to be that which is permitted to be put in the mouth, it's not precisely that which you could actually eat. It rather means the species that's permitted to be put in your mouth, meaning a kosher type. Ah, once we know that, so then that's going to include, even if it was done by a human being, as long as it's a kosher type, it's going to be mutter to write the tefillin on that parchment. The next says, begins the words of the Gemara, in hoisten hilmin b'shabbos. You don't make hilmi on Shabbos. Tosfos proves that halacha is like Rabban, which we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. You cannot make hilmi, which is a lot of salt. But you can make that of the meimelach, which is a small amount of salt. According to Basi, says it doesn't make a difference if a lot or a little salt. They're both asr. Rather, it's regarding if you put in oil first between either one of the salt or the water. Now, Tosfos says halacha is like Rabban, that when there's a lot of salt, which is hilmi, that's forbidden. When there's a little salt, then it's going to be mutu. Because the prepared comment, the Arab in the first book, and the Arab in the Dalma Biz Amar, the Gemara says, "In halacha, Rabbi Yisi, halacha is not like Rabbi Yisi. Loi behilmi, which is this halacha, but loi b'chayay, not with halacha of how what's the measurements of a lechi of a side post for the laws of Arab. So you see, halacha is not like him, rather like Rabban. Moreover, it says, "V'amen amehasim." The Gemara says, "With the puk chazim ayam adavar." Go out and see what the people do. Pierce Bukhanji says, "What does that mean?" For I nagu on b'lechi mashu. You see that people really don't have the thickness of a lechi the way Rabbi Yisi says. They have even it's just a minute amount. Regarding the thickness of the lechi, and that other thing which we said that Allah is not like him, because the that he disagrees regarding the lechi, that he does agree to Rabbi Yisi, agrees to Helmi, he's not like him. Therefore, obviously, we don't rule like Rabbi Yisi regarding the lechi of the salt water. And therefore, it says, you're allowed to make salt water on Shabbos. Life is to put on to a roasted bird because it's a small amount of salt. Now, more of a says, if you put on the salt on the bird first, and then you put on liquid, would be permitted because the fat of the animal, of the bird, sweetens the salt like oil. So even though you can ultimately put water on, it can be salt water, but it's not a problem because it's exactly what Rabbi Yisi holds. As long as you put on some type of oil, where here the fats of the bird itself is the oil with the salt before the water gets put on, so naturally, Tay said that would not only even be just like Rabbanu, who he's ruling like, but that actually would be permitted even according to Rabbi Yisi.